Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Exit Through the Gift Shop is billed as the first street art disaster movie. It's a film about a film that was originally supposed to be about the artist Banksy by Terry Guetta, a compulsive Frenchman with a camera, but turned into a film about Terry by Banksy. Banksy, of course, is the elusive British street artist turned global art star. And while you've probably seen his art, whether you know it or not, on billboards, on the sides of buildings, next to the real art in art museums, you've probably never seen him. He goes to great lengths to remain anonymous. Here's a clip from the movie. You will hear his distorted voice.
I mean, the thing is that Terry had all this amazing footage of all this stuff that, you know, in this tiny world of street art was kind of important, and it was never going to happen again. So it felt right to at least make something that you could actually watch about it. So I thought, you know, maybe I could have a go. I mean, I don't know how to make a film, but obviously that hadn't stopped Terry, but I needed him out of the way in order to do it. So I said, why don't you go and put up some more of your posters and make some art?
So on Banksy's advice, Terry goes and becomes Mr. Brainwash, this ridiculous poser in L.A. who starts to put up his own street art posters. And at that point, the film becomes about Terry's adventures in the art world, including selling his work for extraordinary prices, even though many people think it's ridiculous. Exit Through the Gift Shop has now been nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Feature Documentary category. And now in our fourth of five interviews with all the filmmakers behind this year's Oscar-nominated documentaries, we're joined by the producer of the film, Jamie DeCruz, to talk about Exit Through the Gift Shop and whether it's actually a documentary or something else. Hi, Jamie. Thanks so much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Good to join you.
Can you explain a little more about how the movie was created? It starts out as one thing and becomes something else. Give us a synopsis.
Yeah, well, I think you just pretty much did the whole movie in your intro, right? I mean, basically, it started off as a film about Banksy before I was involved with this Frenchman who spent years and years filming everything in the world of street art. And then I came on board at the point when Banksy sort of suddenly realized that maybe this Frenchman was a more interesting subject for a film than he was. And so he kind of decided that he was going to try and make a film about Terry, which is really where I became involved.
And it's completely a hoot. I only finally saw it about 2 weeks ago. And this is the most fun you're going to have, folks, all year if you watch this film, even as you're trying to figure out what the subtext actually is. And I want to give people a taste of what Terry is like. In an interview, Banksy describes hanging out with him by saying he actually walks into doors and falls downstairs. It was like hanging out with Groucho Marx, but funnier facial hair. So here's a clip of Terry talking about meeting Banksy.
It was magic that this person let me film, you know. I felt like I had the piece that will finish the puzzle. It was like getting something and the daylight that what you see in the nightlight. It was even more than I expected. I mean, he was like just incredible. He was cool. He was human. He's really like what he represents, you know. He's really like, I think he's really like, I really liked him.
So not the gift of gab, maybe, or precise articulation, but you can hear in Terry's voice, not to mention the musical score, this reverence for Banksy. He just worships the guy. And you can see later in the film that Terry, as Mr. Brainwash, is really just craving the kind of fame that Banksy has over street art. But I want to play another clip from another nominee. This is Vic Muniz, another artist and the subject, actually, of the nominated documentary Wasteland. We talked to him on Monday, and your film came up. This is what he said.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still very confused with the other movie because I don't even know if it's a documentary or not.
So there's been a lot of skepticism about this movie. Is it a hoax? Is Mr. Brainwash real? Can you give a direct answer to that question?
Yeah, I can give you a very direct answer. The film is real. It really is a real documentary. Terry Goetta is a real person. He really did become Mr. Brainwash. And, you know, it kind of makes me, you know, I kind of understand why people have watched the film and then questioned its veracity. But just because people are asking, is it true, or just because it's an unbelievable story, it doesn't mean that it isn't true. I mean, you know, I can absolutely assure you and your listeners that when they go and see exit through the gift shop, they're watching the real story told through actual documentary footage. You know, nothing's recreated, nothing's invented. The whole thing is completely real. And it's funny because I you know, having been you know, involved in this film for so long, it sometimes feels like it, you know, that we doth protest too much. And the more we insist that it's real, the more people think we're cleverly kind of dragging them further down the rabbit hole. But, you know, where do you go? You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Right. And, but you could and, see, you know, why, given what Banksy has done in the past, that people might think, oh, he's pulled another one over on all of us and, mm-hmm. you know, set up this guy, Terry, to go out as Banksy so he could prank the art world and kind of direct that whole hoax.
Well, you know, I mean, I can tell you that isn't the case. And even more than that, that was never our intent. You know, we never set out to make a film that would kind of prank the art world or the film going public or any other world. We set out to tell an incredible story about an incredible person, by which I'm referring to Terry. I mean, you know, Banksy's a pretty incredible person himself. But he, when Banksy became part of Terry's world, and became, you know, his kind of ultimate conquest on Terry's video camera, I think Banksy himself was mesmerized and captivated by Terry, as we all are, as anyone who knows Terry is. And he kind of presents himself as the ideal face of a faceless movement. You know, if you think about it, street art is a world populated by furtive, illegal, mainly male characters working at night, away from the glare of the camera, away from publicity, often anonymous, usually secretive. And then suddenly along comes Terry, who's the opposite of all those things, and through him we're able to tell the story of street art. And really that was the intention of the film, was to tell the story of street art. It became a bigger thing as we were making it, you know, the intent behind the film was to tell the story of Terry and his take on street art, because what Terry had done is he'd spent years and years filming everyone in the street art world, or at least lots of the more prominent artists. So the theory was he's going to have an amazing treasure trove of footage through which we can tell this story. And, you know, it really wasn't the intent to hoodwink people, although clearly that's what a lot of people believe we set out to do.
Right. So to make a film about street art, and you know, all of these, in terms of whether it deserves to actually win the Best Documentary Oscar, all these other documentaries that are nominated seem to have a super earnest mission. Gasland is trying to raise awareness about the environmental and health hazards of hydrofracking. Wasteland is about the plight of garbage pickers in the world's largest landfill in Brazil. Restrepo is a hard look at what soldiers experience in the war in Afghanistan. Inside Job, which we'll do tomorrow, is about the anatomy of the financial crisis. And then there's your film. What would you say is the larger message, if there is one, or maybe you just said it, and why it would deserve to win the Oscar over these other earnest contenders?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think, you know, it's interesting and correct that, you know, as you pointed out, there are some fairly heavyweight and worthy subjects, not just in the other four nominated documentaries, but generally that's true of all documentaries, that, you know, mm-hmm. documentary isn't generally seen as an art form full of laughs and, you know, people falling downstairs. And, you know, all of us who made Exit are fans of kind of traditional documentaries, but that really shouldn't preclude the opportunity to be lighthearted, to kind of have fun, and to, you know, to be playful with a story. You know, we're telling a true story that happens to be a funny true story. And I think in the second part of your question, I mean, if Exit does have a more serious and lofty side, and I don't mean that in an intellectual way, but I think it does actually raise some very interesting questions about the nature of art, the nature of hype, and also beyond that, I think it's very interesting that it kind of raises questions about how willing we are as a culture to accept what we're told, to accept what is put in front of us. And sometimes you just need to look behind the curtain a bit. Sometimes you need to question yourself a bit.
It indeed does all those things. We have 20 seconds left. I have to say, we've been hearing reports that at least two new Banksy pieces have gone up in recent days in L.A., and we can't help but wonder, does that mean Banksy will be at the Oscars, perhaps in disguise?
You know, Brian, I really can't answer that question. I actually don't know. I have no idea whether he's going to be there or not. But, you know, that I guess we'll have to wait until the 27th to find out.
And Banksy is not actually on the line with us in this conversation.
I can definitely confirm that he isn't.
He is not you.
He is not. He is not me.
Are you going? And if you win, who accepts?
Well, I am going to go. I'm going to be at the ceremony. We don't know what's going to happen. If we're fortunate enough to win, we'll see what happens on the night.
Jamie DeCruz, producer of Exit Through the Gift Shop. We really, really appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And again, everybody, I'll be off for about the next week to spend some time with my kids during the President's Week school vacation. But Jamie Floyd will be here tomorrow talking about the documentary Inside Job, among other things. Have a great week. I'm Brian Lehrer.